Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Some people might be too young to remember the dark ages, but there was a time when there were no microbreweries, just some national brands, a few old local brews, and imports. But now, a new brewery has opened in Vermont since I started speaking. We are riding a wave of microbreweries opening in small communities around the state. Sally Pollock and Hannah Palmer Egan are food writers for 7 days, and they've been out visiting some of the state's community-scale breweries. Hannah, Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, I am so jealous of this assignment that you got to go to all these. So let's dive right in and go brewery by brewery. Sally, you first. Tell us about 10 Bends in Hyde Park.
So 10 Bends opened about a year ago, two friends, Mike Scarlotta and Jay Powell, and they met each other sort of homebrewing. Jay did some homebrewing in Johnson on his front porch, and they won a couple contests at Arts Riot homebrewing contests and then just decided to start a brewery. And they rented space in an old slaughterhouse on the edge of Hyde Park. And it's pretty cool. Since they rented space, a few other businesses have moved in. But they really did the work themselves. They built out 1,400 square feet of space. They have a tasting room, and they both have day jobs, other jobs. But they brew, and they're starting to get their beer around Chittenden County and in bars and other places. We enjoyed the beer there. I had a beer that had 9.7% alcohol content, which was, and it was, you wouldn't have known it. It was brewed with sap, not water. And I loved the name of that beer, which was Far Gone Lullaby. And then I went by beer names. They had a beer name for their dog named Ava, so we tried that as well.
What does 10 Bends mean?
10 Bends, it's a cool name. It refers to some bends in the Lamoille River, which is right nearby.
Hannah, what is Next Trick in West Burke like?
So Next Trick is kind of, it's pretty small. They're open from May through October. When I was there last week, there was a father. The father is the owner, Alan McDonald, and his daughter, Anne, was working the bar with him. So it's kind of a clean little casual spot. They've got 7 barrels. They've invested a lot of money in this tasting room and brewery. I mean, it's pretty substantial operation for one of these sort of smaller breweries. But Alan told me that he kind of did that because he didn't want to have to be brewing, you know, assuming demand would be good. And his beers are really good. He's got a lot of kind of clean and crisp lagers and ales, lots of pilsners. So really great summer beers. But he said that, you know, I could have done a little teeny cheapo one barrel kind of operation, but I chose to go a little bit bigger so that I could sort of have the luxury of brewing once a week and not having to constantly be refilling that kettle and refilling that kettle. So yeah, it's kind of a fun little L-shaped bar. It's pretty laid back. It's right on Route 5 there. So pretty chill spot.
Sally, what did you find at Cousins Brewing in Waitsfield?
So Cousins Brewing is a very small operation in the basement of the local folk smokehouse, a barbecue place that's sort of right at the crossroads of 17 and Route 100 in Waitsfield. And it's they're brewing just 6 kegs of beer a week, and it's the beer is available on tap at the bar at local smokehouse. So it's a local folk smokehouse. So it's more like a brew pub, really. And the brewer, Josh Wiedel, left Idletheim, which is in Stowe, to brew here because he wanted to sort of be inventive and creative and make his own beers and develop his own recipes, which the restaurant owner, John Morris, was into and said, go for it. This brewery just opened, but the beer, I got a kick out of the names or something like, I think I had a Adequate Maple Amber, they called it. And then the other was something, they have something called a Tolerable Pale Ale. So there you can see the approach in the names they're using. And they're really, you know, just kind of experimenting down there in this little basement spot. And it sort of opens out onto a beautiful garden where they brew. But yeah, and you drink it upstairs in the bar.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan and Sally Pollock, food writers for 7 days, and we're talking about small community breweries around Vermont. Hannah, take us to Tunbridge and Brocklebank Craft Brewing.
So this is a really fun one to get to. It's way up on Dickerman Hill Road, which nobody probably knows where that is unless they live near there. Anyway, it's this beautiful, beautiful spot, though, in an old dairy processing building. And Ben and Ann Linehan have a little brewery there, and they brew. Ben brews a lot because all the locals come there. If you go there on a Friday night, I mean, it's just there's 10 or 15 people in the tasting room at all times. They're all drinking and hanging out, and their dogs are on the floor, and it's just this really kind of fun, chill, neighborhoody setting, like way out in the middle of nowhere. So yeah, their beers constantly rotate. You can get right now you can get Timber Rattler, which is kind of their great big Vermont style IPA, super hoppy, super aromatic, very strong in the alcohol department. Ben likes to brew a lot of Czech style pilsners, so you can get a Czech style pilsner there most days. They also are the lead organizers of the Vermont Nano Brewery Fest. But anyway, they're doing it at the Tunbridge Fairgrounds this year, later this summer. I believe it's in mid-August.
Sally, your serve. Yeehaw, it's the Stone Corral.
The Stone Corral in Richmond, which is a bit bigger than some of these other breweries we've been talking about. It's a 15-barrel brewery, and it started 4 years ago. Brett and Melissa Hamilton started it on their horse farm in Huntington, and on the weekends, their tack room became a tasting room. And now it's down in Richmond, and it's a bigger brewery. And this really has a neighborhood hangout and kind of more. It's a brew pub. They have a nice menu every night with specials, weekly specials. I showed up on a Tuesday, which was Taco Tuesday, and I had a Kolsch, which was a good beer, really a nice sort of lager. And I spoke to a Richmond couple who's lived in Richmond, though. The man has lived there his whole life, and They joked, Molly Dugan, the woman joked that you can now bar hop in Richmond, which she thought was, but she also pointed out that a brewery was a really nice addition to Richmond, which they were called a recreation town.
And Hannah, finish us off with what you found at Red Barn Brewing in Danville.
Yeah, so Red Barn Brewing, it's kind of really close to the Peacham Danville line. If you can imagine what that means, again, we're looking at dirt roads, hills, maple trees. So it's about as picturesque can be. It's in a red barn. The brewery is in a little addition off of the barn that these two couples, the McMullins and the McKellenies, have outfitted as a brewery, and then they've kind of got like a little barnwood line tasting room in there. The tasting room is pretty small, but you can go in and get flights of beer and samples and growlers and stuff to go. Their beers are kind of all over the map. Sometimes you'll find a red ale. Sometimes you'll find a Kolsch. One of their sort of flagship beers, if you would call it that, is this Orion's Kolsch, which is really nice and crisp and clean and bright, summery beer. A lot of times they'll have bluegrass in the barn, or they'll have music of some kind in this huge, gorgeous Post and Beam barn where the McMullins used to have parties back there, and they still do sometimes, I think. And there's food trucks usually on Friday and Saturday nights, sometimes just Saturdays, so definitely check if you're looking for that. It's kind of a neighborhoody, fun spot.
Hannah Palmer Egan and Sally Pollock are food writers for 7 Days. I want to thank you both for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. Yeah.